Exercise 4.9, Lecture 4.
Will you please welcome Vernon Applethwaite, a lecturer in political science at Worthington University, California, who is here today to discuss the types of voting systems in existence in various democracies worldwide. The floor is yours, Vernon.
It's a pleasure to be here. Well, first of all, as most of you know, countries such as Britain and the United States employ a winner-takes-all system of voting. That means the candidate with the greatest percentage of votes wins the election. First past the post, we say, like a horse in a horse race. But that usually means that the majority of voters didn't actually vote for the winning candidate. Now, is that fair? Some countries don't believe it is fair. And there are numbers of other types of voting systems in use throughout the democratic world today which attempt to better determine the will of the people. These other voting systems use what is called proportional representation, which is best explained by showing you a voting card. Here you can see that to the right of each candidate's name is a small box. In that box, a voter puts a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., and so ranks his or her preference for each candidate in numerical order. Proportional representation ensures that parties with a majority of votes will earn a majority of seats in government, but that voters in the minority will also earn their fair share of representation. At present, this doesn't happen in winner-takes-all systems, where votes for minority parties are virtually disregarded. The critical difference here is that in a proportional representation system, supporters of minority parties realize their votes are not being wasted, and, therefore, are more likely to exercise their right to vote, something they might not do, unless, of course, they are compelled to vote by law, as they are in Australia, for instance, but not in Britain. Now, there are two main types of proportional representation systems: those that are based on voting for candidates, and those that are based on voting for political parties who later decide, after the election, which persons will fill their party's share of the seats won, the seats in government, that is. Most well-established democracies use proportional representation. In all countries in Europe, except France and the United Kingdom. But such systems do vary enormously. Australia and Ireland are two countries which vote for candidates. The federal system in Germany, on the other hand, is a mixed system. Of course, proportional representation is not without criticism. In countries such as Israel and Italy, proportional representation is responsible for the large number of small political parties and ensuing confusion and division. Another criticism is that ticking long lists of preferences for lesser favored candidates requires far greater political knowledge than most voters have or wish to have. Therefore, the accuracy of preferences can be called into question. However, in the main, proportional representation has decided advantages.
Thank you, Vernon. That was quite illuminating. Next week, Vernon will return to discuss the problematical issue of whether voting should or should not be compulsory. Now, any questions?